ಚೀನಿಮಂಡಿ.com ಪಾಡ್ಕಾಸ್ಟ್.
ಕೊರೋನಾವೈರಸ್ ಎಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಇಂಡಸ್ಟ್ರಿ. ದಿ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕೊರೋನಾವೈರಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಂಡೆಮಿಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡಿಂಗ್ ರ್ಯಾಪಿಡ್ಲಿ ಅಕ್ರಾಸ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋಬಲ್ ಇಕಾನಮಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಚುಯೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಡಾರ್ಕ್, ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಟೋಲ್ ಆನ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಶ್ಲಿ. ಆಯಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೈಸಸ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಶಾರ್ಪ್ಲಿ ಟು ದ ನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ಸಕ್ಸೆಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಪೆಕ್ ಡೀಲ್. ಆಲ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಶಾಕ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಮಾಡಿಟಿ ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟ್ಸ್, affecting trade flows and prices across supply chains and the globe. Everyone around the world is seated with jitters to know how strongly this blow will affect the sugar industry too. In a conversation with Chini Mandi News, various stakeholders of the sugar industry expressed their views on how they see the trends in the sugar industry taking shape. According to Mr. Narendra Mohan, Director, National Sugar Institute, with corona curfew gripping more areas across the globe, it is going to affect many industrial sectors and sugar industry may not be an exception. Although production may not be affected as a result of it, the consumption may take a back seat. The fear of coronavirus and lockdowns as a precautionary measure, with advisories on avoiding functions, social or religious and public gatherings, is going to affect sugar consumption. Further, initial news on various platforms on avoiding use of cold drinks, ice creams and other products has also created doubts in the mind of common people, causing consumption curtailment. In India, where the beverage and sweetener sector is the bulk consumer, it is likely to adversely affect the consumption. However, we have to wait for a few days to see change in climatic conditions. As with the rise in temperature, it is expected that this menace shall be automatically controlled. Thus, the scenario shall emerge after a week or so. According to Mr. Prakash Naik Nawre, Managing Director, National Federation of Cooperative Sugar Factories, it is indeed unfortunate that despite all positive prevalent in end Feb, COVID-19 has slashed international prices by 18% with a span of 15 days. Logistics are in shambles while buyers are shy of receiving sugar despite having contracted. In my opinion, this ugly development of COVID-19 would bring down global consumption by 15 LTS. Mr. Yatin Vadhwana, a strategy consultant, trader and founder, Gradient Commercial Private Limited: we must look at it as two separate issues. The market movement related to the coronavirus will be temporary until the world finds a cure or the media finds a diversion. Either of these events will be positive for sentiments and prices. The collapse in the crude oil prices is more related to KSA and Russia trying to prove their own dominance and is related more to egos than to economics or sentiment. The corollary to that is the announcement by the other OPEC members about increasing their own production. This will take longer to resolve as it involves geopolitics between two countries with relative deep pockets. In this case, the overall crude price may not have much of an impact on sugar if the Brazilian government decides to control the price of gasoline at the pump to try and build up reserves of Petrobras, almost a reverse of the policy they had a decade ago. This will ensure that the Brazilian mills do not switch to sugar in a bigger way. If this does not happen, then we could see a switch of almost 8 to 9 million metric tons back to sugar. In which case, the global sugar deficit will not be as big as it is being projected. According to Mr. C.P. Jayakrishnan, President, Business Development, ANG report, the situation around COVID-19 is rapidly evolving across the world. The pandemic has caused disruptions across sectors, bringing exports and imports to a sluggish pace. A large part of this is due to logistics sector experiencing adverse effects of COVID-19 outbreak, such a 14-day mandatory quarantine of vessels arriving from certain countries before they can berth at ports in India. Export of sugar to countries with these issues will be impacted more than others. Having said this, sugar being an essential commodity will continue to witness exports from India in containers, if not bulk, to various destinations less affected by the virus. Mr. Harshveer Soni, founder Greenleafs Corporations and analyst in the sugar industry, says all the events are temporary in the phenomenon and this one too shall start to recede soon. The globe knows about it now and extra care will be taken to fight against it till the time there is no permanent remedy available. In the midst of such crisis, the demand destruction will surely happen for the steps taken to curb the spread. This will reduce the demand but no impact it too severely, as consumption of food will continue to happen. Energy prices down should give relief from high inflation to emerging economies and is good for economies like India, which rely on crude for 80% of its demand. Thus, we should see growth in the economy in the long run with low crude prices. Sugar sector should see high production from Brazil for crude now down and ethanol parity down too. The production shift is imminent. This shall fill the gap of Thai shortfall and will keep supply balance and keep the reduce the deficit forecast. Real trading at low levels give better realization to the Brazilian millers in producing and exporting sugar than ethanol. Sugar sectors like other sectors may have a short-term jolt in demand, but the long-term story doesn't change too much. As we say, every crisis brings opportunities. This one surely has brought opportunity for the Brazilian millers to look beyond ethanol. A trader who doesn't wish the name to be mentioned says we have to factor in a loss on industrial sugar demand as the government is putting up guidelines to restrict citizens' movement, social gatherings, etc. Some of the southeast countries have already seen consumption loss. Household consumption may not see much impact. Having said that, with prices coming off in recent days, we may see offtake by Gulf countries increasing due to Ramadan festival. That's the silver lining in the short term. Ruby Solanki, market analyst at Kogoport Logistics Company, says Indian exports have been impacted severely in recent times. Meat is down by 12 to 15%, rice by 35 to 40%. For pharma, there's an export ban on 13 APIs and sugar hasn't escaped this wrath either. In terms of logistics, we are still taking stock of the situation. However, one clear comparison which is now becoming relevant is the financial crisis of 2008. If that is to happen, we can expect a global 10% contraction in container volumes and a decline of 17 million TEUs in 2020. Adding to the woes, many functions in the shipping company can be performed online. However, elements such as custom inspections, stuffing and stripping, etc. require human intervention, which will be impacted by lockdowns.